Des, thanks for joining us this morning. No doubt it's been a busy period for you in your role, and I know you've been speaking constantly with Michelle Payne. First of all, thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us. What do you see occurring today?
Well, Michael, what will occur today is Michelle will appear before Race Victoria stewards to conclude an inquiry into how she's provided a sample that's positive for a banned substance, that banned substance being an appetite suppressant, phentermine.
So phentermine, just for the listeners out there who aren't au fait with this, just explain exactly what it is, other than an appetite suppressant. Why is it actually banned?
The reasons that it's banned is that, as we know better than anyone, and as the listeners know better than anyone, it's riding and racing is in very dangerous pursuit, as we've found out only too much this week. Anything that could be a stimulant or that sort of thing is banned, and regardless of how minor that effect may be, if the phentermine is in it, then it's on the banned list. And if you test positive to it, despite the fact that it's been prescribed by your doctor in good faith, you're going to face a charge. And the reason you're going to face a charge is that not only is it a banned substance on the minor, very minor end of the scale as it may be, if I can put it that way, but secondly, it's the rider onus. It's the obligation on the rider to know what they're taking. They're athletes. They're going to be tested. They know that. And Michelle readily accepts that she's made an error on this occasion. She should have advised the GP, reminded the GP that she is subject to being tested, and is this going to be okay?
So Michelle didn't in fact know that this was a banned substance, or did she?
I think that'll come out today, Michael. I haven't addressed that one with her. What she does readily accept is that it shouldn't be in a system, and it's the onus stops with her, not with anyone else. The onus stops with her to ensure what she takes, what's prescribed, actually conforms with the rules as they stand.
Do you know why she was prescribed it by a doctor?
Yeah, look, I know since she did say to me that, you know, since the fall some 13 months ago, she has, had some struggles with her weight a bit more than previously. They'd been working on some other strategies that hadn't really been successful, and her doctor in good faith suggested this as a, you know, well-known and available substance for weight for appetite suppression, and that's what it is. So, yeah, there was a reason for it being prescribed, but where the mistake is, where the error is that she should have made it crystal clear and reminded the doctor that she's subject to being tested, as are all jockeys and track work riders.
So Michelle will be there in person this morning at 11 o'clock when the hearing takes place. She's only just arrived back from Royal Ascot. When did she know, or when was she informed of the positive?
My understanding is she was informed while she was away, which was late last Friday, and then returned, got back into Melbourne very early on Tuesday. And what are we? We're coming up to Thursday, so the process has been swift and quick. But yes, it'll unfold today. It shouldn't be a long hearing. There's nothing too complicated in it. She'll readily admit that, you know, she's not successfully managed this process, and it'll be dealt with by the stewards. The going rate for this sort of thing, Michael, seems to be around the vicinity of 4 to 6 weeks, give or take, depending on the circumstances. Her circumstances are probably very clear that with it being prescribed, you know, that might help her quite a lot, but we'll just see where the stewards land with it. There are some precedents, as I say, which to be guided by.
Well, she's got the upcoming Sugar Cup meeting in August back over in Europe. Do you expect that she'll be free to ride there?
Well, that's up to the stewards, Michael, isn't it, really? But based on precedents, the answer to that would have to be a yes, but I wouldn't want to preempt what, you know, how this will unfold today, but on all precedents available, that would have to be a yes.
And I suppose she's had an element of luck, because if this had come out a couple of days earlier, she would have been taken off that ride at Royal Ascot, which would have made huge media headlines everywhere.
I don't know how they could have got any huger, given the CNN, the BBC and every other world news outlet seems to be interested in it. But yeah, she has had a little bit of luck in that area for sure.
Well, what do you make of that coverage, and what does Michelle make of it? Obviously, she's the biggest name in racing here. Outside of the racing industry, she's the most recognised face and name because of that Melbourne Cup win. Today, she's on the front page of the Herald Sun. And as you said, the worldwide stories about this positive. What's your thoughts on that, and how is Michelle dealing with that?
Look, she's aware, well aware, better than anyone, obviously, of, you know, the outcome of that win in the Melbourne Cup. She's carried herself magnificently since that time. She's has been and will continue to be an incredible ambassador and positive promotion for our sport. This is a really minor issue, in my opinion. I don't want to underplay it at all. Any positive's not a, you know, I understand it's not a minor thing, but on the overall scale of Michelle Payne, on the overall scale of the contribution she's made to our industry, it shouldn't in any way tarnish the iconic status that she has.
Oh, does Michelle have any concern about that? That maybe for those who only hear of the name Michelle Payne in connection to the Melbourne Cup win, and they see a headline suspended or to be suspended over a banned substance, that they will have her reputation tarnished?
Well, what we need, Michael, is we just need people to read just one more line after the headline, and that one more line explains that it's an appetite suppressant, it's not ideal, and she's certainly putting her hand up to say that it could have and should have been handled better. She's human, she's not infallible, and it's just unfortunate that it'll be dealt with as it'll be dealt with today.
Des, I appreciate you giving us some insight into Michelle and also the appetite suppressant, and we'll catch up with you on Racing Pulse soon.
Good on you, Michael.